All right, everyone, we are back with more Dead on Aegis, so let's go ahead and get started. They fix her spread limbs in place. Callahan looks at her like she's a slut whose only role in life is to serve as a plaything for men. Heh, you look pathetic, Minori. Everyone can see your filthy pubes, your pussy, and your ugly asshole. Suits a piece of human cattle like you just right. Minori bitterly bites her lip, scowling at this officer who's nothing more than a lump of vulgar muscles. Vulgar muscles, huh? Minori makes a vow to herself. She won't lose to him nor to any of these men. She used to think she was a sex doll, but she's finally broken free of that terrible belief. Keeping her two friends in her thoughts, she tells herself that she's still a soldier. Don't you know acts of racial discrimination are forbidden by military protocol? I ain't discriminating, just stating the facts. Captain Callahan, you're getting in the way of the procedure. Could you leave? Actually, you should all leave, really. I have business with her. Can't you leave it for later? At the doctor's assistance, Callahan shrugs and does as he's told. The lab's aides hungrily leer at Minori's nude, sweat-drenched body, but the doctor waves them off until they leave the lab, too. Please, check with the commander again. I came to this base to fight, not so I could be a guinea pig. Emboldened by the fact that she's now all alone with a doctor who she knows doesn't regard her with any lust, Minori once again tries to plead with him. Yes, yes, indeed. That goes without saying. Everyone has their reasons. Some come here for money, others from a sense of purpose. You can think of this as a battle of sorts. Why? Why are you doing this, Doctor? Is it because it's an order? If that's the case, she could ask you. You should have it revoked, but before she can say that, I think you're misunderstanding something here. I'm not doing this kind of work reluctantly because I'm ordered to. No, no. I guess more simply, you could just call this my hobby. Minori has already realized the same. Dr. Bakashi is humming as he busies himself around his lab with spirited, excited steps. She recently began to think the doctor was somehow different from the other men, since he's the only male in the space who doesn't regard the girls as sexual objects. But Minori was wrong. He's just as much as a deviant as the rest of them. It's just that his perversions are of a different kind. You see, I'm impotent. So looking at your breasts or genitals doesn't fill me with any sexual desire, but structurally and functionally I am interested in you. The doctor picks up a small tube that has a thin black wire connected to the back of it. Especially humans that have been fused with CC organs. The way you're connected fascinates me. But what is that device? I demand an explanation. What kind of experiment is this? By the time Minori notices a small hair-length metallic protrusion sprouting from the tube, it's already pressed against her right nipple. The protrusions must be very thin, because while the tube does feel cold, she doesn't feel any pain. Before she can say anything, another one is pressed against her left nipple. It doesn't hurt, but having a machine stab into such sensitive spots is still unnerving. At least tell me, please! Minori's body is stiff with fear. For all she knows, the slightest movement can make the device tear her nipple apart. Concentrating on it only makes her feel it even more vividly. She can feel those needle-thin protrusions within her nipple. There's a possibility one of you girls will have your cells go through a mitochondria-like transformation. The point of this experiment is to accelerate it. Experiment, no! The doctor brings his hand to Minori's crotch, using a finger to fumble with her clit. His fingers part her slit open, after which he thrusts his middle finger against her entrance. Whoops, sorry guys. Wrong button. Considering the stage you're in, you're reacting appropriately. You're already starting to secrete fluids. Your vagina's interior is in an exquisite state. I think it'll be my first time administering this to someone in your stage. He moves his hand in practice motions, covering his fingers with her nectar. Using it as lubricant, he thrusts his finger further into her vagina, stirring her up. Despite her fear of the sharp sensation stabbing into her vagina, her waist dances in joy. Her skin takes on a pink blush as the scent of love juice fills the air. Or rather, the scent of love juices fill the air. The folds of her vagina clench hungrily around his fingers, sucking it in. But suddenly, the doctor releases her. Minori barely suppresses her moan. The fact she craves more pleasure makes her feel disgusted with herself. She shouldn't be this aroused from such brief fingering, no matter how good she might be. He might be at it. Now this should do.
Let's try that again.
Now this should do. Now that her clitoris is peeking out with arousal, he attaches another tube to it. A sharp stimulus runs from her hips all the way up to her head, making her screech. Her twitching vagina spews out juices. Despite the foreign object stabbing into them, her nipples tauten. The doctor doesn't spare squirming a second glance. He then picks up two more tubes, each tipped with dildo-like protrusions, and thrusts them into her vagina. Ignoring Minori's writhing, he pushes him further in when suddenly his hands stop. It seems the tip of your CC organ clamped down on it. Now then. The doctor quite indifferently drives another tube into Minori's anus. Another shock runs through her body, making it tense up. Her breasts still impaled by the other tubes heave and shake. For 7 months, she has been forced to endure sexual abuse. She may have cracked under it once before, but she regained her warrior's pride. But even so, her body has already been conditioned into being a sex doll. Even if these tubes were designed for the task, her anus is an organ that was never meant to be penetrated. It stands to reason that any sudden insertion should be resisted. Yet Minori feels no pain. It's proof of how perverted her body has become. After taking a moment to pause for thought, Dr. Bokashi drives a smaller tube into Minori's urethra. Much like a catheter, it stimulates her urethra and forces her to urinate against her will. But because this tube isn't hollow, the urine simply spills out from around it and soils her crotch. Feeling the unpleasant warmth spread across her skin jolts Minori out of her pleasurable numbness. She becomes keenly aware of her reality, that all of her sexual orifices have been pierced by tubes, leaving her peeing uncontrollably. And now we begin. I can assure you that your body won't die from this. No one's died from this in the last 5 years. We've successfully done this experiment on animals too, but I don't know and honestly don't really care about what this'll do to your psyche. As he casts a backward glance at Minori's shaking head, the Indian doctor finishes his preparations. Time for the injection then. I'd appreciate it if you'd stay conscious. I mean, none of the other girls were in any condition to tell me what was happening. And a testimony from a subject can be priceless. The system was apparently configured ahead of time. It comes to life without any warning, silently pouring some kind of liquid drug into her body. The first thing Minori feels is a sense of numbness spreading from her nipples. Her clit soon begins growing numb as well, followed by the insides of her vagina and anus. Soon enough, she can hardly feel her breasts or lower body. The process proceeds silently and smoothly. The fact that she can feel her nerves deadening second by second only makes it all the more eerie. What if her entire body goes numb and she becomes a doll that can't feel anything? The word sex doll crosses Minori's mind. Bokashi did say other subjects were in no condition to talk, even if their bodies didn't die. Those ominous words only make her that much more terrified. She'll be reduced to a tool for sexual relief, one that thinks of nothing and feels nothing. Minori wasn't an effective soldier when this order was issued, so perhaps that was the only way left for her to serve the cathedral back then. The commander said he would consume and use up the special warfare troopers. If she could no longer serve as one, then he'd turn her into a sexual outlet for the male officers. It happened suddenly. Her numb breasts suddenly burned with heat. A powerful thumping sensation fills her nipples, spreading into the rest of her mammary glands below. It causes her nipples to harden and stand erect. It feels like numerous protrusions of the tubes are being pushed out from her from the inside out. No, my boobs! No, stop it, stop! Her nipples swell up like they're about to gush out blood. Her areolae become puffy, visibly sticking out. Everything seems to be in order. The CC cells are propagating rapidly in your mammary glands and are pushing out the needles. It's a normal reaction and nothing to be worried about. How is this normal? My clitoris feels hot. No! Her clitoris is burning up, pulsating almost like it's become a second heart. Sensual pleasure floods as excuse me, sensual pleasure floods it as she feels the eerie the eerie sensation of the needle being forced out of it. Her lower body burns with a heat similar to that within her breasts. The wave of heat coursing through her waist shoots through her core until her CC organ begins to thrash. Further heat overruns her nether regions. Oh, your labia are swelling up so much. It's clearly visible from here. The CC cells are propagating and merging with your original cells. Your labia minora are becoming especially thick. I dare say this is a great success. The cells of her most hated enemies, the CC, are dividing and multiplying inside her, merging with her breasts and genitals. The shame and humiliation threaten to shatter her sanity, yet her body continues to burn with lust. No, the aliens, my enemies, they're inside my body. I won't lose to this. It feels like her breasts and genitals are being caressed from the inside. All her nerves are flooded with maddening heat. Her sensitive spots aren't the only places being teased. Every bit of her body is being stimulated. There isn't a single part of her body that isn't sexually excited. Minori's consciousness is almost entirely soaked through with pleasure and lust. Minori raises her voice like she's giving birth. The three tubes stabbing into her lower half are forced out of her body as she orgasms and spouts love juices, urinates, and defecates all at the same time. But this time, she doesn't feel any shame. She's completely overwhelmed with pleasure. Her thoughts feel like they're entirely burnt out. She can't even remember who Nana and Ayusha are anymore. They're like silhouettes flashing vaguely in her mind. Or maybe these are actually the trio that saved her long ago, once upon a time. She loses the ability to say anything meaningful, simply howling and moaning nonstop. Her limbs, glistening with a coat of sweat, so thick it resembles oil, spasm violently. Her breasts jiggle as red fluid spurts from their tips. The CC cells replacing her human ones are being discarded from her body within the streams of blood. Her nipples have become soaked with a deep crimson color. Oh my, her body withstood it, but I guess 14-1's also no good. I can't ask her anything like this. She still has her uses, though. But she can't even hear what Dr. Bokashi is saying. Each time Minori moans and howls, her gaping slit overflows with juices and twitches hungrily. The doctor seems to have concluded that nothing remains of Minori as a human being, and that she's now little more than a sexually aroused lump of flesh. Human and CC cells war beneath her skin. At length, they began to stake out their respective claims within it, recombining into a whole body once more. As this occurs, the sensual desire burning inside her body gradually dies down. Maybe the silhouettes that continue drifting through her hazy mind managed to keep her psyche from crumbling. Or maybe the process of the cells merging began before her mind had completely snapped. Bits and pieces of her consciousness latch onto each other, forming thoughts. Minori Iizuka, born in Mars, East Canal City, 19 years old. Her parents and family were killed by the CC. She alone survived, saved by Lizette. She's still very much aroused, but her body has gone docile for now. The CC organ, which usually only awakens while in battle or being sexually stimulated, still rages within her body, refusing to calm down. Her nipples are still painfully erect, with her wet vagina still twitching with longing. If she were alone and unrestrained, she'd probably begin masturbating uncontrollably. But at the end of it all, Minori was still able to hold on to herself. She wasn't reduced to an unthinking, unfeeling doll. I'm alive. You came too? Well, it looks like it went well. All the other women completely lost their human form. This is our first success. We were right to pick you. She can still fight. She can keep fighting. If it went so well, please, let me go, please. Her moist eyes waver, her half-open lips have a seductive luster to them, and her skin shines with moisture. It looks like she's purposely trying to seduce a man. On top of that, her glistening nipples are hard and erect, and her visibly swollen clitoris shivers as her vagina drips with love juices. She looks like a sex slave waiting to be fucked. If it were any man but the Indian doctor standing here, he would likely just do that. There are still things I need to confirm. I can't let you go until I'm done with that. When she sees the doctor starting to set out polished metallic measurement tools on the desk in front of her, her eyes cloud over with sadness. Measurements are complete. Congratulations on a job well done. I'll have your special enhancement gear adjusted to your new sizes before your next deployment. Now that the measurement of her genitals are finished, First Lieutenant Minori Izuka's mission is complete. The special isolation room is thick with the scent of womanly juices. Merely having the measurement tools inserted inside her body gave her pleasure, leaving her soaked in love juices and sweat. While her consciousness flickered out while she was at her lowest moments, the moment she came to, she felt like she could die from the shame of what happened. What's more, her body is still throbbing. Her now enlarged clit and nipples are still erect. She might spend the rest of her life in this shameful state. But at least she's free. At least it's over. Minori is filled with relief. However, when the doctor calls in his aides to clean up the lab, Callahan walks in with them. With him are the two other officers who showed off her body to everyone else on her first day on the base. Their combined gazes mercilessly ogle her transform in large genitals, which she can no longer do. Which she can do nothing to hide. Oh, right. You did mention you have business with her. Callahan replies in an uncharacteristically serious tone. We were simply ordered to deliver an order to the First Lieutenant, but she violently assaulted us and attempted to escape, sir. That amounts to insubordination, sir. And we have footage to prove it, sir. Is that true? Minori personally feels like violence and insubordination aren't appropriate ways of describing what she did, but in terms of military protocol, Callahan is absolutely right. I asked to have the validity of that order checked, but Captain Callahan ignored my words and tried to forcibly... The doctor pensively rubs his chin. Frankly speaking, I'd much rather see you deploy in the battle as soon as possible so we can gather data on how the treatment I gave you affected your fighting power. As a prominent leader, I do believe the First Lieutenant ought to be punished for her actions, sir. However, since Group 14 are our strongest elites, our base can't afford to pause its activities even briefly, sir. So with that in mind, I believe it would be best if we resolve this peacefully through dialogue here, sir. The unusual way in which he's speaking is suspicious. His gaze is completely fixated on Minori's obscene parts. There's no dialogue to be had here. Report me and have me punished. She replies bravely. None of Yusha would understand. Still, the fact she's trying to be firm and resolute when she's completely naked only makes her attitude seem all the more comical. An official punishment would mean everything that happened to you here will be made public. Everything from the absurd transformation your reproductive organs went through down to the name of the special warfare trooper that helped capture you. Minori swallows her words. She had suspicious drugs injected into her privates that caused her to drown in lust. Having that announced to everyone else would be terrible, but if that was the extent of it, she would gladly subject herself to that. But if the name of the special warfare trooper that had it out for Minori were to be revealed, what would the other girls think? That girl's life here would become that much more difficult. Even if she had abandoned her to the men back then, Minori isn't so heartless that she doesn't care what happens to the other girl now. The man whispers as if reading her heart. But if we sort this out peacefully now, we can keep everything that happened here between the people in this room. Thankfully, no one saw you being taken here, First Lieutenant. I think both sides of the argument coming to a compromise would be the smartest way of resolving this. What do you think, sir, Doctor? I can't discuss anything with this man. You know what he's like, Doctor. But Dr. Bokashi shrugs. I'm not good with human relations. This isn't really my specialty. If you have business, I can give you 6 hours here. Use it to sort this business out. With that said, Dr. Bokashi starts to leave the laboratory, but then he stops. But whatever you end up doing, make sure 14-1 can still collect that combat data for me. Once he makes that clear, he leaves the lab. Minori is now alone with Callahan and his two cronies, as well as the lab aides, who honestly look confused. Callahan glares at the aides. Hey, you can move her around, right? Then do exactly what I tell you. He then lustfully eyes Minori's body with a smirk. It's high time a whore like you apologizes, Minori. The restraining table's hydraulics spring to life, moving it into a horizontal position. Cough. As soon as the aides finish rotating the table, the white and black officers usher them out of the room and lock the doors. Haha, I've got a sweet hours of time now. Still, Minori, I gotta say, you got one hell of a slave's pussy now. She can't see him since he's standing behind her, but she can feel his gaze on her crotch. Look at that plump butt and puffy asshole, and that pussy of yours drooling like it wants a cock. You're already open for business at a time like this. Bet you'll be the base's ace in bed, too. Her body is exhausted from being restrained in this unnatural posture for so long. And on top of that, she can tell she's about to be ruthlessly abused. She wants to hide her privates, but can't. All of these facts torment Minori as she tries to stay firm. I guess you can't abuse people if they're not tied up like this. But her defiant gaze only looks like an enticing, flirtatious glance. What, you got shit in your ears, yellow bitch? You ain't human. You're a fucking sow is what you are, and if you want proof... Callahan's thick fingertip flicks hard against Minori's erect clit. A jolt of pain pierces her slender body. A human wouldn't have such an indecent clit. It's so thick your pussy can't even hide it. His fingers roughly grab her clitoris, twisting it around. Sharp, burning pain runs through her, causing her limbs to spasm. Minori breaks into a thick sweat that leaves her skin glistening. Looks like you got nothing to say when I start twisting the slave switch of yours, eh, Minori? Take this! Each time he toys with her clitoris, intense sensations shoot through Minori's body like a storm of overwhelming pain and heat. It far exceeds the limit of what she can take. Unlike the way she was when she first came here, rejecting the idea of sex, she can now feel a sweet tinge lurking within the pain. She's actually getting off to the terrible abuse. Haha, look at what I'm doing to you. Your pussy's already a wet mess. It's opening wide, drooling and twitching like it's fucking starving. No woman would enjoy this. Minori desperately denies his words. This heat is from a fever induced by the drugs. It's not because he's toying with her, at least that's what she tells herself. Yet her glaze is... She's not a donut. Her gaze is clouded over, making it look like she's begging for more. Her lips are flushed crimson, even as she severely rebukes him. Maybe no woman would, but a fucking sow sure would. And looky here, we got one right in front of us. She's named Minori Izuka. Unfortunately for Minori, she's too serious to have any interest in the bodies of her fellow troopers, save for her two teammates. She isn't aware of how different the bodies of women can be. Hell-bent on teaching her a lesson, Callahan's fingers twist and pull on her pink, moist slave pussy. That's what it is, then, is it? Minori's limbs are locked in place while the CC organ in her uterus burns, filling her body with further lust. She can feel the entire length of her pussy between her uterus and her slit, twitching with expectation. Her vagina spouts out thick love juices, sending them splattering across the floor. Her asshole similarly opens and closes an invitation. No, no, I'm going crazy, she thinks to herself. It's terrifying. A single touch is all it takes to make her body numb with heat, and all her muscles go limp. Any little touch here turns you into a fucking sow, incapable of anything else. Minori desperately rallies all her anger. No, I'm not a sow! As she bravely tries to refute his words, he twists her slave switch to easily crush her resistance. The sweet stimulus spreads like fire, making her entire vagina flare up with heat. Love juices gush copiously from her pussy. Minori's psyche was still strong enough to remain intact, even after being drugged from earlier. But with it trapped in the cage of her now obscene body, her resistance is futile. The beastly man is hell-bent on savoring his chance to crush and humiliate his sworn enemy. How about right here? It's gotten pretty thick, huh? And no less sensitive to boot. The drugs enlarge her nipples and areola, giving their surfaces a rough and bumpy texture. They look strikingly large when compared to her breasts. Let me at her! She knocked me down first, you know! He touches Minori's bulging nipple. Stop it! That simple poke felt like it electrocuted her nipple. Even her nipples are this sensitive, she feels like she's in a nightmare. Woo, look at how sensitive she is. That's our crazy doctor's work for you. Last year's woman was pretty good, too. But she kept moaning, squirting, and jerking off all the time, so I didn't get to have enough fun with her. But this one's pussy looks nice and snug. I'm not some plaything. For you to enjoy! The black officer starts pinching her other nipple, his raging cock painfully erect. You're sensitive on this side too, yellow girl. My boy here wants to go straight into your vagina. Ah, you can't do this! They keep pinching, twisting, and tugging on her nipples. Their painful torture soon starts to make her feel sweet pleasure, which rattles the pride holding her spirit together. Heh heh heh. Your slave nipples are like pleasure switches. No matter where you are, all we have to do is flip these switches to turn you into an obedient little bitch, Minori. Stop saying things, stupid things like that. Minori tries to retort, but only comes out as screaming. Once they flip her switches, those screams turn into sweet moans. Nothing stupid about it. Stride and true fact. But let's experiment some more so that it really sinks in that horny slut brain of yours. The men's fingers tightly pinch her breasts. With all of her nerves now rewired to connect to her CC organ, Minori's entire body is turned into a single giant aroused erogenous zone. If we press three switches at once, I'm sure even a monkey brain whore like you will finally understand. No, no, stop! Please not that! Don't! Minori throws all the pride to the wind. Excuse me. Minori throws all pride to the winds and begs the man she hates the most for mercy. She can no longer bluff or put up any false bravado. The men smirk and exchange glances before pulling on all three of her slave switches at once. Minori's mind blanks out. Intense pleasure that borders on pain washes through her body. She screams with her tongue hanging out and saliva dripping from her lips. Her modified naked body trembles in spasms. Her round, plump butt jiggles as both her ass and pussy squirt with juice. Her slit is already gaping open, even though the men haven't touched it yet. Behind her thick, flushed labia, her folds glisten expectantly. The men swallow lustfully. Their cocks are as erect as can be, threatening to burst straight through the crotches of their pants. Let's just do her already. She can't say no anymore. I'm telling you, no girl's given me this much trouble in a long while. Callahan unzips his pants, the largest cock of all the male officers, second only to the commander, pops out before Minori's eyes. Minori lets out a moan of despair. If they rape her here, she won't be able to report it. Even if she does, they'll just flip her pleasure switches in front of everyone else and force her to publicly submit to them. No one will believe a report from a woman who moans and screams with pleasure while being fucked in public. She hates this. Knowing she's completely helpless here makes her blood boil. Finally give up, slut sow Minori! We'll be kind and teach you just what your place on this base really is, you fucking whore. He wraps his hands around Minori's sweat-drenched waist and runs his hands over her butt like he's examining a piece of merchandise. Heh heh, I remember a time when your ass was just tight muscle, but now it's plump and sticks to my hands. I almost didn't think it'd ever feel this good. He presses his cock against the gap between her buttocks. She feels the sensation of his hot, hard manhood against her body. Minori can't help but picture in her mind's eye. This large, thick thing will plunge into her, pumping and stirring her up like it's trying to rip through her belly. That she's imagining it at all really drives the point home that she's long since submitted to these men. No, to the cathedral. Now take it, you bitch! Here's what you get for humiliating me so many times! So deep! With a mix of vengeance, obsession, and sadism, his massive cock thrusts all the way into her at once. A shock greater than Minori could have ever imagined rocks her body. The direct stimulation to her CC organ makes it explode with pleasure. A single thrust is enough to completely blank out Minori's mind. Heh, do you see what's happening, Minori? The man you ate most is fucking you right now, and I'm gonna keep going until you pass out. He mercilessly rapes Minori, making a show of his conquest and victory. You're fucking great at this. You're not just clamping down around me, even the bumps between your folds are caressing me. This is fucking amazing. Oh! Driven by his raging lust, Callahan fucks Minori furiously from behind like an animal. The many times she resisted and opposed him before make this moment that much sweeter and more satisfying. This is amazing! I hate this so much! I won't lose to you! No! Can't think! She keeps chanting that she won't lose, not even if he rapes her, but her brain boils over with pleasure, causing her words to crumble into a meaningless, slurred mess. Precum and womanly nectar mix where their genitals meet, pouring out onto the squeaky floor in a frothy mixture. Chicks with aliens in their bellies are fucking great, but you're the best of the best, Minori! Your alien's licking up my cock, oh! The CC organ inside her womb has a starfish-like protrusion extending from the mouth of her uterus, which coils invitingly around its cock. Oh, ah, my pussy is going crazy. I don't want this, but... Her hips become entangled as they seek each other out. His balls slap against her skin with a satisfyingly heavy noise. Minori's body completely submits to his masculine strength. Even as she drowns in pleasure, her folds writhe in an attempt to draw him further in. This is fucking nuts. It's like I'm fucking you getting a blowjob at the same time. God bless the aliens. Oh, it's my first time fucking a pussy this good. Each time his thick, veiny penis pumps in and out of her, a swollen labia clutches length like they're reluctant to let it leave before he thrusts it back in. In and out he goes, pounding away at her. It's like my brain's turning into a pussy and getting fucked. Coming, gonna come, coming, coming! Here we go! Her sweat-drenched body arches up as she screams out in climax. When she collapses again, her plugged pussy is left overflowing with nectar. Callahan moans together with her as he unleashes an overwhelming amount of cum into her. As heat fills her mind, a single vacant thought dimly crosses her mind. Ugh, I really did become a sex doll after all. She's a pathetic creature anyone can rape, just like the girl who betrayed her in the warehouse. You did her once, so now it's my turn. Watching you is giving me blue balls. As the thick scent of her feminine pheromones fills the air, the black and white officer's eyes glint lustfully. Hey, don't try and get ahead of yourself. Let's decide it just as always. Rock, paper, scissors? Callahan shows no sign of pulling out, though. He begins stirring up her insides again, even as he thrusts his fingers into her asshole, all the while relishing the body of the woman that gave him so much trouble. Even after coming, you're sucking my cock up inside you like it's candy. Hey, let's keep her as our personal toy for a little longer. It'd be a waste if she became used goods too soon. Fuck, I think that's the first time I've heard you say that. Is she really that good, man? As Callahan slowly fucks her Minori bass in the hazy, lethargic afterglow while eavesdropping on their conversation. Not only did that psycho pump her full of drugs to make her horny, no one's used her but the commander and the inspection committee. Her pussy's still fresh and pink inside. The black and white officers exchange glances before smirking like hungry wolves. Now ain't that interesting? Yeah, let's make her our personal toy for a while. Maybe we should have that Four Eyes geek join us. He really likes this bitch after all. That'd be real nice of me, don't you think? Well then, First Lieutenant Minori Iizuka, we've got a fun duty for you. Your new mission is to be our personal whore. Minori's foggy mind quite shockingly comprehends what he's saying. Maybe the words duty and mission manage to awaken her soldier's nature. You can refuse it if you want. We'll just use your pussy as a toilet if you do. A weak, fragile light returns to her eyes. Her mind is still hazy from the continued churning of her vagina. She turns her dim, wavering gaze towards the man she hates most, only barely managing to force her words out of her half-open, flushed lips. No. I don't want to be yours. No. He could have taken her against her will, but he wants her to submit to him of her own accord. Forcing her to say the words would deepen her submission that much more. With how seriously she carries herself, she of all people should take such oaths seriously. She rallies the last of her willpower to spit those words at him in a final show of resistance. But Callahan is crafty. After tormenting and observing her for 7 months, he knows how her mind works. Haha, don't say that, Minori. It's not all just about you here. Excuse me, we'll try that again. It's not all about just you here. If you become our toilet pussy, what would the other women think? Minori doesn't realize until Yusha told her back then that she's become something of a hero among most of the other troopers for resisting the men's tyranny over them. If she gets put on display as a human toilet in front of everyone, it would crush the spirits of the other special warfare troopers. She can't bear thinking about that happening all because of her. You just have to serve as a whore when you're with us. And when you're not with us, you can keep on being a proud soldier. I like my whores cheerful, you know? A depressed bitch is no fun. He's saying if she agrees, he'll be docile in public as long as she keeps obeying him in private. Though that's only because it'll be more enjoyable for them that way. You'll be our exclusive whore. It'll be better that way. Other men won't lay a hand on you if you're ours, and will keep quiet about the shameful state your pussy is in. He even brings her feminine pride into it. He knows she doesn't want anyone to see how these drugs have changed her genitals. And besides, if you make us force you to become our toilet, those two would try to save you, and that'll get them in a lot of trouble. To finish things off, he even brings up the two girls Minori holds dearer than anyone. She has no way out. Even as he keeps thrusting into her, she gives a small nod. Her eyes fill up with tears with how utterly frustrated she is at her situation. Poor First Lieutenant Minori, I want you to say it. I, Minori Izuka, have the honor of being Master Callahan's personal whore. Hey, let's get a recording of it. She doesn't want to say it, but she has no choice. They seduce her to their way of thinking, that if she wants to protect all the things she holds dear, she has to become their whore. I, First Lieutenant Minori Izuka. Ah! Callahan's cock, still buried inside her body, starts thrusting into her exhausted pussy and cutting off her words. Stop putting on airs like you're a soldier when you're a fucking whore. When you talk to us, you're a whore, pussy, you hear? As he says this, his large palm spanks Minori's shapely butt again and again. The sound of slapping flesh echoes through the isolated laboratory. The impact of his hand against her buttock seems to carve its mark into her very body and soul, as if to hammer how she can't resist him. I, Minori Izuka, have the honor of being Master Callahan's personal whore. The tears she's been holding back finally run down her cheeks. The men laugh loudly and boisterously. They force the woman's little hero into submitting to them, turning her into their personal plaything. It's not like we even want a subhuman yellow bitch like you. But since you offered your body to us and asked so nicely, we'd hardly be men if we refused, right? Heh heh. Then starting from today, you're our personal pussy hole, heh heh. We'll be putting you to good use again and again and again until we get tired of you. He continues fucking her in earnest with simple, rough thrusts of his waist against hers. It's as if he's driving home the point that no matter how terribly he treats her, she can't resist him. But even as he abuses her, her body burns with passion. The realization that she can't reject him anymore breaks the final bastion of her resistance. I'm gonna break! She cannot oppose him. Oh shit, sorry. She can't oppose him. She no longer has the freedom to oppose him anymore. It feels so good, like her body is burning with lust, but the tears keep flowing. Her voice fills the room as she lets out moans in between sobs and sobs in between moans. It seems the black officer won the game of rock, paper, scissors as he's the one who comes to her and thrusts his cock forcibly into her mouth. She gags on his cock for a moment before starting to suck on it, hoping for even the slightest respite from suffocation. She coils her tongue around his rod and passionately sucks on it. The sour flavor of his cock, which has raped countless women already, spreads through a body like poison. Ah, she thinks to herself, now I've become their whore. The sorrow claws at her heart, but the flames of pleasure make all her thoughts hazy and indistinct. The commander's training is as great as ever. Magical girls give the best fucking blowjobs. Change places with me once you come, my cock's getting lonely from watching you. After a while, the black officer spews his gunk into Minori's mouth and threatens to suffocate her until she swallows it down from fear of choking to death on it. Even after forcing herself to do so, the cum's bitterness clings to her throat. The white officer then pushes his dick into her mouth. He grabs her by the hair and suddenly forces himself into the back of her throat. She can't tell if her tears are born from misery, pain, or frustration anymore. They take turns fucking her from the front and back, forcing her mind to white out time and time again. If only her mind could go entirely blank so that she'd never have to think again. Only after her thoughts completely fizzle out does Dr. Bokashi finally return to the lab and put an end to this atrocity. The men stuck to their word, though. They wash Minori's body clean down to the very privates and give her a clean uniform in order to conceal all the traces of what happened. But being freed now gives her a little comfort. After all, this is the beginning of a new hell, one where she's a personal whore to Callahan and his cronies. August 22nd. With the Great August Invasion mere days away, the girls conclude their final group training mission. Now that they've returned to the deployment port, the 28 soldiers stand in a row. With Commander Kinnison overseeing their training, they've all made huge improvements despite the difficulty of the drills they were put through. Their morale is sky high. Given the recorded numbers of invading CC from the attacks in previous years, it would only take a third of the current troopers to crush this year's assault. Some of the troopers are even whispering among themselves that they ought to launch a counterattack at this rate. A counterattack. That option was considered in the past, but it was never acted upon. After securing the space sectors around Paradise Lost, they could set up small forward bases in the enemy planet's orbit and consistently expand their control over the immediate area. Special warfare troopers would begin deploying from those forward bases rather than the Cathedral, launching consistent attacks on Paradise Lost to cripple the CC's ability to reinforce themselves. There was also the option of performing a large-scale operation to destroy Paradise Lost entirely. They could carry some of the large debris orbiting around Purgatorio into Paradise Lost vicinity, then turn it into gigantic missiles aimed straight at the heart of the alien stronghold. While the commander greatly praised their prowess, he warns them not to get too complacent. Still, they could possibly be involved in the glorious act of snuffing out this threat to mankind. That thought fills them with hope. While no one dares to speak of it out loud, a different hope begins filling their hearts. If they destroy the CC, the war will end. Special warfare troopers would be disbanded and they could all return home. As air fills the port, the buzzer sounds out, undoing their special warfare gear. Their costumes all disappear in the thin air at once. In an instant, the 28 young women are reduced to near-complete undress with only the special enhancement gear barely covering their chests and groins. Their bodies gleam with sweat from the prolonged training, blushing slightly from the satisfying fatigue of a good training session. The special enhancement gear has been stimulating their bodies this entire time as well, leaving their inner thighs wet with love juice and the scent of womanly lust hanging around them. Just a month ago, the men would flock to them with their cocks erect. Sometimes they'd even go so far as to strip naked themselves and rape the girls in front of everyone else. But now that's a thing of the past. There were special enhancement gear removal devices already set out for the troopers meant for use after returning from both group training and regular duties. This isn't to say all sexual relations between the men and the girls have stopped. Some special warfare troopers are continuing their existing relationships with the men. Rumor has it that some girls are still being toyed with by the men, but now at least out in public no one sees them being abused. This really is a base where women form the backbone of the fighting force. Now most of the troopers feel that any woman who's being dominated by a man here is worthy of scorn. Minori Azuka has her fellow group member, Nana, remove her special enhancement gear, leaving her standing completely naked. It feels like your sex toys look kind of different from ours. Minori panics a little, because the drugs enlarged her nipples and clit, her gear was modified to match them. Upon returning to the deployment port, her new gear applied a powerful inhibitor to the swollen parts of her body, which served to temporarily suppress that unusual state of being constantly erect. Plus, I feel like recently you've been looking kind of sexy. That's not true. Minori didn't tell them about the drugs they'd injected into her, nor how she became the sex slave of Callahan and his cronies.
この
Listen, a woman's privates change differently from person to person, okay? And after all the sick stuff they've been doing to us in this sex base, it only makes sense we develop. As she says this, Ayusa swiftly checks Minori's anus, nipples, and vagina to ensure they're not numb. Compared to the men's rough cocks and fingers, her touch feels so much more gentle, cautious, and considerate. Even with the inhibitor keeping her sensitive bits under control, she still moans sweetly. It's calming, but this isn't enough for her anymore. Minori hates that fact so much. All right. If Satoru saw me now, he'd probably think I look much hotter too, and he praised me by saying I should ask for more money. I don't think that's praise. Nana's always the optimist. Ah. Upon checking her portable terminal, Minori raises her voice in realization. What, the Indian doctor again? Yeah. Minori's been receiving frequent calls to the lab recently. They require her presence to analyze that hand of light she produced when she killed the Pyrrhus. You don't have to keep visiting them so often. You always come back so exhausted, Minori. We're worried about you. Do you want me to tell the commander that the Indian doctor's been pestering you too much and get him to stop? The two of them are honestly worried about her, but that only makes Minori feel even guiltier for lying to them. Don't. It's fine. If anyone can do what I can, this war would be much easier, right? I have a duty to help them. You're so earnest about this, Minori, but really, don't wear yourself out. If it ever gets too hard, just say the word, okay? Minori walks through the corridors with heavy steps, taking care that no one sees her. It's been 10 days since she swore herself into slavery to those three, no, those four. Every day since then, she frequented a specific place. There was never a message from the lab. This was just an excuse to keep the other two girls from worrying about her. She isn't making her way to the abandoned block where she was caught. The other men often drag their prey there, making it a poor place to keep Minori's secret hidden. The three men are far more familiar with the base's layout than Minori is, so they know of other places where they won't be interrupted. They've turned one such place into their menacing playground. In fact, they've likely used that playground to break countless girls in the past. Minori lurches forward as she feels something akin to a warm impact hit her belly. The inhibitor that had been keeping her nipples and clitoris docile is wearing off, to the point where simply having fabric rub against those places fills her with carnal lust. Her genitals remain erect and stimulated unless they're under the effect of the inhibitor. As long as she's only doing her usual duties without exerting herself, her privates merely throb. That's enough to fool her comrades when they inspect her body. The recoil from the inhibitor wearing off is making her body feel like it's burning with pleasure. Her inner thighs are dripping with love juices. Her now thick and large slave clitoris sticks out, clearly visible beneath the fabric of her underwear. Minori staggers to her feet. She now has to walk slowly and carefully, making sure to not stimulate her crotch too much. Even if what she's walking toward is her own rape, she has no choice but to keep going. Once she finally reaches the warehouse, she catches a whiff of a sour smell. This disgusting aroma seems to cling to the walls, never quite going away. It stinks of a woman's sweat, tears, and love juices, as well as a mixture of sorrow and despair. There she finds Callahan and three other men waiting for her. The two white and black officers that are usually with him aren't here today. First group were Callahan, Banker, and the other two... The first group were Callahan and Banker, while the other two were the white and black... Okay, I see how that works. The first group were Callahan, Banker, and the two white and black officers. You do not need that comma there, I don't believe. Later on, one of Dr. Prakashi's assistants joined them. They let him participate because he provided them with drugs from the lab. Callahan reclines on a flimsy chair, his legs already open like he's showing off his crotch. Heh heh heh, on time today, too, Minori. When you come here as eagerly as this, it makes me excited. It makes us excited, too, you know? In the 9 days since she first swore she'd be their sex slave, Minori Izuka has experienced all sorts of indignation and humiliation. On the first day, they ordered her to strip naked. They insulted her breasts, her pubes, and her flesh sticking out from her ribs. They forced her to repeat multiple times that she's a useless slut and whore. To prove her status as a slave, they took multiple photos of her like she was a convict in prison. They even made her spread her pussy and anus in some of them. Having those photos taken of her forced her to discard all the things she had been able to hold on to before now. She no longer had any human dignity. She's more like an animal. Once that was over with, two more men joined in and forced her to swear to them that she'd be their slave, and those she sealed by kissing their cocks. After that, she was fucked the same way as always. Baker and the lab assistant were overwhelmed by her pussy and came before long. By contrast, the other men seemed to have endless stamina. Minori ended up passing out. When she woke up from her unspeakable agony, they pushed a hose into her orifices, washing her out with cold water. When her belly bulged out, Callahan stepped on it again and again to force the water to splash out of her. Baker kept recording every moment, mumbling to himself that it was hot, how miserable she was. They finally released her, but not before applying the inhibitor to her nipples and clit so her comrades wouldn't realize something's wrong with her body. Since the second day, all five men were present from the very beginning. They fucked her 2 and 3 at a time. They raped her pretty much every day. Even on days where they also did other things to her, they always finished things with a gangbang. The five men toyed with her freely. They forced her to call her anus all kinds of names like ass pussy, shithole, and poop dispenser. She had to call her pussy things like slave pussy, cum dispository, and hungry cunt hole. If they ever felt she was starting to resist in any way, shape, or form, they brought up her two friends and the rest of the troopers, or physically abused her in ways that wouldn't leave marks or bruises. There were times when they told her to strip naked, claiming that way they wouldn't leave any stains on her clothes, and then toyed with her naked body. But whenever Banker got his say, he had her perform a striptease. He took photos of her in her uniform, then in her underwear, then finished things by having her put her skirt and uniform over her otherwise naked body. He somehow found the same full special warfare gear costume she wore back when the inspection committee was visiting. The men then took kinky photos of her, similar to the ones Yusha erased back then. Banker never made her completely strip, claiming it was hotter that way. While he treated her slightly different in the end, Banker was no different from the other four men in the sense that he saw her as nothing more than a sex toy. After Banker was done with her, Callahan and the rest took their turns raping her as always. Sometimes they stuck vibrators to her clit and nipples or forced her to perform embarrassing dances. Whenever she moaned or screamed, the men laughed out loud. There were times she had to play the role of a toilet. She had to let a man defecate into her open mouth while Callahan pissed into her vagina, calling her a literal human toilet. They then made her drink vast amounts of water until her stomach bulged. When she held back the urge to pee, they beat her up until she ended up wetting herself. They even forced her to clean up the mess she made by licking up every drop. Once, they forced her to endure having an enema, promising to free her of her slave duties if she could hold out. Despite knowing she couldn't win, she indignantly took the challenge, only to end up shamefully humiliating herself. They tried fisting her vagina and anus a few times. Her constantly aroused pussy and ass accepted their abuse, swallowing their fists up despite the pain. Yeah. By now, there was no difference between Minori and the girl who betrayed her. Minori was no different from that girl who was crushed by the cathedral system meant for breaking women. No, perhaps Minori was always the same as her. The men were fairly careless in front of Minori. If she wanted, she could probably take them all by surprise and defeat them, but she never tried. After all, if the men in the cathedral were to learn of her weakness, they would all end up raping her in the end. Special warfare troopers as a whole would once again be oppressed by the base's male officers. Whenever she found herself thrown to the floor, gasping for breath after being doused in cold water both inside and outside her body, Minori thinks to herself, "If only I could finally break. My mind, my body, whichever snaps first, I'd finally be free." But her body simply doesn't give up, as if saying that this isn't enough to make her discard her responsibilities and sensibilities. And today, on the 10th day, they're toying with her again. Minori doesn't say anything, though. She remains quiet, awaiting her orders in silence. Some part of her whispers in her mind. Whether they tell you to strip or tear off your clothes, you'll be naked either way. Just take your clothes off on your own already. If she does that, it would deprive them of the freedom to mock her thick bush and transformed body. She might maintain a slight shred of self-dignity that way. But she can't bring herself to do it. This is her final act of resistance. She'll do it if she's ordered to, and if they do it forcefully, she wouldn't resist. She can't resist, but she won't do it voluntarily. The door opens and closes behind her. Apparently all five of them are here now. First Lieutenant Minoru Iizuka, what are you to us? We're kind of dumb, so we need a reminder. He asks her this question every day. It's like a ritual to engrave her new identity into her heart. I am Master Callahan's horny slut and sex slave. Why can't she say it smoothly yet? She has to say it eventually, so she might as well do it calmly and with a smile. Sex slave, I'm not quite sure what that means. Care to explain what being a sex slave involves? She's been forced to say these words every day for the last 9 days. This is hardcore abuse. Ugh. I let you and your friends do as you please with me. With my ugly boobs and my ugly pubes and my bony ribs, I offer up my poop hole and whore pussy to you. I'm a subhuman piece of livestock, a sow, and a whore. She said this countless times already, but each time agonized her. She's a human, a soldier. She wants to say that, but she can't. Well, there you have it. You heard her? Little piglet from the same sty as her. Want to stop squealing at us now? Minori, you're not like that. You're my friend. Huh? Upon hearing that, her eyes widened in disbelief. Nana's standing there, the two white and black officers pinning her arms behind her back. Nana, why are you here? I can tell when you're hiding things from us. You've been so tired and depressed the last few days, so I followed you here. You can't do this, Minori. Just knock these assholes to the floor again. See what this little piglet from your sty is saying, Minoru, you slut? Go ahead, try and knock us down. Callahan calmly stands up from his chair. Go on, if you can knock me down like last time, I'll let you go back to your sty with your piglet friend. But if I win, we get to do what we want with her. His meaty lips curl up into a nasty, shit-eating grin. But the moment Minoru hears Callahan's words, all the thoughts drain from her head. She can't think of her fellow special warfare troopers or even what's happening to her own body. She only knows one thing, that she has to save Nana. To do that, she has to knock this man on the floor. Nothing else matters. The other men look like they want to say something about Minori's attitude. They can still remember how Minori knocked them out back then. They know they won't necessarily beat her in a fight. Callahan holds up an arm to stop them, though. You feeling up for it now, Minoru Iizuka? Heh heh. That's the way you ought to be. Now come at me, you fucking slut. Minori's consciousness heightens, making her forget about the constant throbbing of the CC organ in her belly. His hulking form stands defenseless. Knocking him down would be easy. A few methods to beat him in the blink of an eye surface in her mind. She immediately picks the quickest one. But the moment she takes one firm step forward, intent on kicking him right in his unguarded chest, the impact of her foot stomping on the floor travels up to her upper leg like an electric shock, reaching her aroused crotch and then her overactive CC organ. Minori should have considered that. The inhibitor just wore out, leaving her body painfully aroused. She can't fight like this. As Minori keels over with a feminine moan, Callahan easily grabs her by the nape of her neck. Minori, what's wrong? What happened? Minori, what's gotten into you? He drags the defeated girl back into the chair with him. As Minori struggles to escape, he leans back, forces her onto his lap, and spreads her legs wide open. He flaps her short skirt up so that Nana can see Minori's crotch behind her stockings and white panties. In the center of her panties is the distinct shape of her cleft with a swollen clit visible above it. Hey, you guys, you know I'm a man of my word. You can do whatever you want to that squealing piglet over there. Hey, banker, make sure to record everything so we can have fun with it later, too. The men don't need to be told twice. They swarm Nana at once. No, Minori, help me! Nana tries to run, but not only is she weaker than them, there's too many of them for her to fight off. Stop it! Leave Nana out of this! Minori tries to resist, but he caresses her nipples and crotch over her clothes. When her pleasure switches flipped, her words melt into powerless moans. The two white and black officers hit Nana a few times until her resistance shatters. They then tear off her clothes, revealing her plump, naked form to the harsh lights of the warehouse. And that's where we're going to end it for now. Holy shit, this is fucked up. This novel is so fucked up, guys. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out.